Jack, Houston here. We've just been kicking around with Farouk, and if you get it, if you want to, during any of your free time, if you have any, you might look at Copernicus with your binoculars and see if the dike goes all the way across. He would recommend using the binoculars. Don't take any of your eat or sleep time at all, but you might get a chance on this one eat pass to as you go by there.
Okay, I'll give her a try. You might give me a couple minutes warning the next time around.
Okay, Jack.
I'm not sure the attitude is too good for that. I wish I'd thought of it this round.
Right. Well, we were pretty busy coming up on it this time. I think that's why we mentioned the attitude may be okay during the eat period. We don't want you to break away from your eat period unless you feel you can spare some time.
Just looking at the southern edge of Grimaldi, Bob, and we probably have it covered on photos, but there's a nice tangential to slightly circumferential graben along the southern wall and climbs out over the western rim and off of the eastern rim. And that graben is pre-Mare.
Okay, I copy on that, Jack. As long as we're talking about Grimaldi, you might just we'd like to have you brief Ron exactly the location of that flash you saw. We'll probably ask him to take a picture of it maybe during one of his solo periods.
Before we get awfully involved, just let me tell you what our motive is here in the next couple hours. That's to eat and get done what's in the flight plan, and come our rest period, we're probably going to turn out the lights and make sure everything's done by then so we can start it on time tonight.
Yeah, that's a definite, we concur with that definitely, Gene. Don't want you to work into your sleep period.